Philippe and Amanda's first meeting had gone well. They met in a hotel bar in Brussels purely by chance. Amanda had just flown in from Philadelphia to travel alone around Europe, was jet-lagged, and was having an evening cocktail before bed. Philippe, a local chocolatier, was dropping off chocolate fondue sets and ingredients at the hotel for a private function that evening. And since Amanda was from Hershey, Pennsylvania, the home of American chocolate, she had made a joke to the gorgeous young Belgian that she knew all there was to know about chocolate. And though Philippe's family had owned a boutique Belgian chocolate store in Brussels for 3 generations, he agreed with the gorgeous American and bought her a drink. Three hours and 6 cocktails later, the chemistry was steamy. Amanda kissed him before admitting that it was getting late and that she should probably get some sleep. Philippe decided to be provocative. And Amanda gladly took the bait. The date was on. The following day, at 6:30, after his store had closed, Philippe's doorbell rang. It was Amanda. She was wearing a summer dress and carrying a bottle of champagne. Philippe pointed out her keenness with a knowing smile. Amanda confidently glided past him, through the shop, to the tasting room. They were in a luxurious velvet and mahogany room with a single bistro table and 2 chairs, a chocolate fondue set that was already warm, a bottle of champagne that was already chilled, and a plate of fruit that was already peeled. Philippe opened and poured the champagne and sat them at the bistro table with the chocolate fondue and the fruit. Philippe took a cherry by its stem, dipped it into the warm chocolate, and held it to her mouth. But as she leaned in to taste the chocolate, he pulled it away. Philippe teased her senses of smell and taste before allowing her to take it in her mouth. She made a gentle moaning sound of approval, not just for the taste of the chocolate, but also for the tease of her senses. Philippe took another piece of fruit from the plate. Philippe dipped the peach into the chocolate and raised it to Amanda's mouth. Again, he teased her senses with the luxurious aroma of the chocolate. Philippe paused before allowing her to bite into the chocolate. He listened to her hum with approval. Amanda was aroused and decided it was time to show Philippe the fruit she wanted him to taste. Philippe replied that of course he did, and that he had baked some just that afternoon, but Amanda immediately corrected him. She leaned forward, dipped 1 finger into the chocolate, approached Philippe's face, and put her finger to his mouth. Amanda started touching his lips, slowly and suggestively, as if she were touching her own body to pleasure herself. Philippe took her finger into his mouth and tasted her. She was now simulating the sex she wanted from him, and the advance was powerful. He took each of her fingers into his mouth and sucked upon them, simulating the sex he desired from her. Then he reached up to kiss her lips, but now it was Amanda's turn to tease his senses and pull away. She leaned back in her bistro chair and opened the top few buttons of her summer dress. Though her breasts were still concealed, Philippe guessed she was not wearing a bra. She dipped one finger into the chocolate and dabbed it on her neck. Philippe approached her, leaned over, and began kissing her neck. Amanda began to moan with pleasure, and Philippe dutifully kissed only where she had placed the chocolate. Then she opened more of the buttons of her summer dress, revealing her body. Philippe's guess was correct. She was not wearing a bra. Again, Amanda dipped her finger in the chocolate, leaned back in her chair, and stroked the chocolate suggestively around her nipples. An act of self-pleasure and an invitation. Again, Philippe leaned over and began moving his lips and tongue over the details of her body that she had sweetened. And again, Amanda moaned with pleasure. Amanda smiled, pushed him slowly away, and opened the remaining buttons of her summer dress, revealing that she was not wearing panties either. She smiled as she dipped her fingers in the chocolate, leaned back, opened her legs for him, and allowed her head to fall back. She began to trace chocolate lines up the inside of her thighs and stroke what was now the center of her desire. Another act of self-pleasure and another invitation. And Philippe kneeled between her legs and began to taste the chocolate she had traced, inch by luxurious inch, up her legs until his mouth met her fingers, and he tasted the sweetness of her arousal.
Oh. 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 Oh.
Amanda moaned deeply as Philippe caressed her sex with his mouth, and she longed for him to undress and take her fully. Philippe continued to caress and savor her sex with his mouth. The evening was young, and neither Amanda nor Philippe were in any rush. That was until Amanda's desires for Philippe intensified and overcame her. She urged him to stand, quickly unbuttoned his trousers, undressed him fully, and then sat him down on the floor. His aroused body became the fruit of Amanda's desire. She dipped her fingers in the chocolate and then drew upon his hardness in circles and lines, stroking its tip and its length as she smiled. She leaned forward, tasting him, at first only with her tongue, sampling his offering slowly and softly, inch by luxurious inch. And then she took him fully into her mouth. Philippe watched as Amanda moved upon him, taking him in, moving the soft, wet warmth of her mouth over his sex. He occasionally moved her hair to watch her savor his full arousal, and she watched him watching her as she pleasured him. But it was not long before his desire to be fully inside her overcame his restraint, or the idea that slower was always better. He lifted her from the attention she was giving him, quickly removed her summer dress, threw it aside, and lay her naked upon the floor. Amanda was quivering with desire as Philippe looked upon her. She opened her legs for him and let him take her with his eyes, and then she let him take her with his body. She felt him slide deep inside of her and moaned as she felt her body yield to his fullness and fill her aching need for him. She gave herself to him completely, and he took her completely.